I liked the way her reception classroom looked too. It was also bright and cosy and small. I'd hang about for a while, keeping an eye on Hannah, showing her the water trough and the giant building bricks and the powder paints and the playhouse. I especially loved the playhouse. I hadn't had much time for playing since Hannah was born. I suddenly wanted to scrunch up small and squeeze in through the tiny door and squat safe inside, too little to do anything else but play. I didn't, of course. I'm not daft, like poor William. But Miss Morgan saw me staring, and the next day when I dropped Hannah off, she asked me if I'd be sweet enough to tidy up the dolls and the little beds and tables and chairs, because all those four-year-olds had got them all higgledy-piggledy. I sighed a bit, like I didn't really want to, and then I leant through the open window of the playhouse and sorted it all out. It was kind of fun. I don't know why. Doing it for real is no fun at all. Still, the playhouse dolls didn't whine or fidget or refuse to put their arms in their cardi like someone I could mention. The next morning, Miss Morgan said, "Guess what, Holly? The playhouse is in a mess again." I sighed and said, "I suppose you want me to fix it." And so it got to be a habit. I also put fresh water in the trough and cleaned up the sandpit and tested out the building bricks to see if there were enough to make a proper fairy tale palace like the pictures in my book. Hannah didn't join in these early morning games. She just wriggled onto Miss Morgan's lap and chattered to her non-stop. "Feel free to tip her off your lap whenever you get tired. She does tend to go on and on," I said. Miss Morgan didn't seem to mind a bit. I sometimes wished I could climb on her lap and chatter too, just like Hannah. Miss Morgan used to be my favourite teacher in the school, even better than Mr. Speed. Dad met Mr. Speed and Miss Morgan when he came to parents' evening. Dad said that Mr. Speed was very pleased with my progress and that he said I was a very good, sensible girl and the little star of his class. I twinkled. Dad said that Miss Morgan was very pleased with Hannah too and that she said she was very lively and loving. If Miss Morgan had said Hannah was very good or sensible, she would be a terrible fibber. "Mr. Speed's smashing, isn't he, Dad?" I said happily.
"Yes, he is," said Dad. "Miss Morgan's rather special too, isn't she?"
Dad took to coming into Hannah's class with us every morning, even though it made him late for work. Then Miss Morgan came round to our house with some special wax crayons for Hannah. Big mistake. Remember Snow White's stepmother's purple robe? And some rainbow metallic pens for me. The next Saturday, surprise, surprise, we just happened to bump into Miss Morgan in the children's library. We all chatted for a bit, and then we took Hannah to the swings. And then we all had lunch in McDonald's. Before we knew what was happening, we were seeing Miss Morgan every single Saturday and sometimes Sundays too. I didn't mind a bit at first. I know this makes me the most seriously stupid, dumb dolt head, but there you are. Even poor William would have twigged what was going on, but I thought Miss Morgan was my friend. And Hannah's too, of course. I didn't dream that she was there because of our dad.